Hi everyone, we're the Sherpa sisters from Malaysia. Azimah, Amna, and me, Aisha, hosts of the My English Matters podcast. After spending 8 years in the UK as children, we know the importance of mastering a second language. So we created MyEnglishMatters.com as a platform to help second language learners learn to speak, write, and communicate in English with confidence through our online courses, classes, and workshops. To join our free course called Speaking with Confidence and get the latest updates about our programs, subscribe to our email list at MyEnglishMatters.com. And now, without further ado, let's get started.
Hello there. Hi. Assalamualaikum. I'm Amna from My English Matters, and today I'm with Madam Azimah. And we are going to talk about phrases to express disagreement. So in our last episode, we talked about tips on how to control your emotions when you're having a difficult conversation. So I thought for this episode, it'd be great to share some phrases that you can use when you are in a difficult conversation and you need to express your disagreement to that person. So I have 14 phrases, and Madam Azimah and I are going to be, we're going to be reading the phrases together today. Right. Hello, Madam Azimah. Say hello first.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Amna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay, alhamdulillah. And you?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. It's great to be back doing this video with you. All right. So 14 phrases to express disagreement. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the phrase that you can use, and then we're going to show an example. So I'm going to read a statement, and then Madam Azimah is going to read the phrase to disagree. All right. So let's start.
Okay.
So the first phrase that you can use for a disagreement: I see your point, but I have a different perspective on this. So for example, somebody says, some argue that maximizing short-term profits should be the primary goal for businesses.
Okay. I see your point, but I have a different perspective on this. For me, the issue is more about prioritizing environmental sustainability over short-term profits.
Well then, I did that on purpose. I gave you that sentence on purpose.
That's mean. And I didn't practice.
So it's like... Yeah, I did this last night.
No.
Even I was stumbling over the words, but it's okay.
But you know what? Now yeah. I know how students feel when I force them to read out loud sentences. So now I know how you feel, students, members of the students, and CW students.
Yeah, it's not easy. Number two, I respectfully disagree because I believe that. So this is how you can say it. So somebody says, the proposed policy aims to impose strict regulations on small businesses, which will stifle entrepreneurship and economic growth.
I respectfully disagree because I believe that implementing this policy will lead to healthier competition and better transparency for consumers.
Okay, well done. Does it sound realistic to say all these things?
What? Some of these sentences might be a bit too long and might be too advanced for our, if you are a beginner, but it's good to know some of these.
Yeah,
words.
I think it's good to know. I think even if you are a beginner, it is important for you to read and to practice saying sentences that are a bit difficult so that you get used to saying them. Right. Mm. So in your spare time, you can try reading these sentences so that when you do have to disagree with someone, you're able to come back with the right. With the proper phrases. Okay, number three. While I understand where you're coming from, my opinion is that. So here's an example. Fossil fuels are the most cost-effective source of energy, and renewable energy is too expensive.
While I understand where you're coming from, my opinion is that investing in renewable energy is the way to go for environmental sustainability, as it has proven long-term benefits. Yeah, try not to smile when I said that. So when you do say these words, do not smile. I only smile because it was difficult for me to say those words.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So when you're saying, well, I understand where you're coming from, it shows that you are listening to them. You're not just putting down their opinion or dismissing their opinion. You're saying that you understand that where you're coming from, but this is your opinion. Right, let's look at our next phrase, number 4. I appreciate your viewpoint, but I would like to offer an alternative view. Example, investing in technology and automation is the best way to cut costs and boost efficiency in customer service.
I appreciate your viewpoint, but I would like to offer an alternative view. In my experience, a different approach might yield better results in terms of customer satisfaction and brand loyalty.
Okay, great.
Okay. I'd like to also add something here. When you say I would like, you can actually contract it to I'd like instead, if it's easier for you. But for me, I would do that. I'd say I'd like, then I would like.
Yeah. Just now you read it as I would, right? Because you already
I think I said I'd like. Can't remember now.
Yeah, I would say I'd as well. But when I'm reading, yeah, I would just read everything that's on the screen. Okay, number 5. I'm not entirely convinced by that argument. Here's why I think differently. Now, if you notice when I said that, I almost sounded like I was asking a question, because I didn't want to sound too aggressive. So if you don't want to sound too aggressive, you could say, I'm not entirely convinced by that argument, right? It sounds like a question. But if you want to sound more assertive, you could use that going down pitch, like, I'm not entirely convinced by that argument. Here's why I think differently. So people who are a bit more on the friendlier side, the nicer side, they may want to make their tone sound nicer. Okay, so for example, traditional marketing methods are still the most effective even in today's digital age.
I'm not entirely convinced by that argument. Here's why I think differently. Although cost per click is increasing exponentially, we are getting high conversions in email marketing.
Okay, yeah, I like the way that you added that adding a bit of sound effects. A note here is that if you are our student, especially Communicate with Confidence students, we do talk about using different tones and pitches. So even if you may be saying the same sentence, you could come off different. You could have different meanings for those same sentences by using the tone of your voice. And we teach that in Communicate with Confidence. Bit of a plug there. Okay, number 6. I respect your opinion, though I tend to lean more towards, example, adopting a more liberal fiscal policy will stimulate economic growth and job creation.
I respect your opinion, though I tend to lean more towards a conservative fiscal approach. I believe that it's better for economic stability and preventing financial crisis.
Crises. Okay. Great job. Number 7. It's interesting that you feel that way. From my standpoint, I think, example, a standardized education system devoid of localized and cultural influence is the most efficient.
Well, it's interesting that you feel that way. But from my standpoint, I think a multicultural curriculum in schools can provide a more well-rounded education by promoting cultural awareness and tolerance.
Okay. Number 8. I can see the merits in your argument, but I can't help but think that, example, focusing on cost reduction through outsourcing is the most efficient strategy.
I can see the merits in your argument, but I can't help but think that focusing on customer satisfaction should be our top priority, as it leads to higher customer retention and increased revenue.
Okay, just a little bit of a break. These sentences, right, you might may sound a bit too formal or a bit too wordy. It depends on the level of English that you're at. So if you are more of a beginner, you don't have to use these difficult phrases. You can use like certain parts of it, but make sure that you are using them correctly in terms of grammar. So you could just simplify some of these phrases. These phrases are, yes, I admit, are a bit advanced. So I just wanted to add that caveat that if you find it too difficult, use the ones that are easier for you to actually say. So you can also practice them at home so that it comes off natural to you, right? So I believe that it's fine to share advanced things to our students. Pick and choose what works for you. I always say that. Pick and choose what works for you. Practice at home. If you want to use a phrase that is a bit advanced, something that you're not used to saying, always practice so that it sounds natural.
And correct.
And correct. That's why we share these examples. So then you know how they are used in sentences. Because I just have a feeling that people might say, like, these words are like, they're not realistic. But I believe that some of them are. A lot of them are. If you are in a working environment and you are speaking to native speakers, they are realistic, I believe. Okay, sorry. Number 9. I don't share the same opinion as I found that. Example. The prevailing opinion is that the demographic shift will have minimal impact on our market, and we should stick to our current strategies.
I don't share the same opinion, as I found that the research suggests a different solution to the problem, one that considers the cultural and demographic factors at play.
Number 10. I value your input, and I'd like to add another perspective. Okay, let's see how it's used. Centralizing decision-making is the key to streamlining your operations and maintaining control.
I value your input, and I'd like to add another perspective. In addition to what you've mentioned, there's also evidence to support the idea that employee empowerment can lead to higher productivity and job satisfaction.
Number 11. I don't entirely agree with you, but I do acknowledge your point that, example, offering higher salaries is the primary solution to employee retention.
I don't entirely agree with you, but I do acknowledge your point that employee retention can be improved through various means. It's essential to consider a multifaceted approach.
All right. Number 12. While I understand your reasoning, I still maintain that. Example. The dominant perspective is that a more centralized decision-making structure will increase efficiency.
While I understand your reasoning, I still maintain that a decentralized decision-making process is more efficient for our organization, as it promotes autonomy and innovation.
Okay. Number 13, let's agree to disagree on this. I think we have different views, and that's okay. Example, there's a strong opinion that our team should prioritize immediate results over long-term strategies.
Let's agree to disagree on this. I think we have different views, and that's okay. We can focus on the aspects where we do align, such as our shared commitment to our team's success.
All right, last one, number 14. My take on this is a bit different. I believe that. Example, employees should prioritize their jobs above all else, even if it means sacrificing their weekends and holidays when necessary.
Well, my take on this is a bit different. I believe that prioritizing work-life balance can lead to more engaged and productive employees, as it contributes to reduced burnout and increased job satisfaction.
Right. So those are the 14 phrases. I've not summarized them here, but I hope that you see the many different ways that you can express disagreement by using these phrases. So like I said earlier, choose the phrases that you find easiest for you at your level of English. So maybe if you are at a lower level of English, you would choose something like an opinion that is not so hard for you to use. Like, while I understand your reasoning, I still maintain that. We could say, I don't agree with your point, but I acknowledge, I don't entirely agree with you, but I acknowledge your point. Things like that. So use them accordingly to you. These are examples that some of them are advanced, some of them are easier. So use the ones that apply to you and your level of English. But most importantly, you have to practice saying them out loud. And also practice disagreeing with people. If you are at home, practice saying no to those that are close to you. You can say that, I'm just practicing how to disagree with you, right? I always do that with my husband. Well, not disagreeing with him, but things that I want to practice, I practice with him, so that, you know, he know, I give him a context. I give him context usually of what I'm trying to do, so that I get used to it, so that you get used to disagreeing with people as well. So
yeah,
that's all from us for today. Anything else you want to add on, madam, before we go?
I just had this idea where, you know, if you're watching a sort of debate online, right, you can pretend that you are debating that person. So how would you pause the video, how would you argue against this person's argument, and try to use some of these phrases, and be flexible, don't just keep using the same one, I disagree. That's the whole point.
Another thing is that because we are Malaysians, we tend to be a bit more polite. Before we disagree, we always say, sorry. We're always apologizing. What do you think about that? Do you think it's okay to say sorry when you disagree with someone?
Yeah, in our culture, it's acceptable. I'm not saying it's not acceptable in other cultures, but you have to be careful that you're not always apologizing for something that you didn't even do wrong. I mean, you can say once or twice, but not
all the time,
otherwise you can come across as being quite weak, so be careful in that sense.
Yeah, be careful there, because people might take advantage of you if you're saying sorry all the time, right?
Yeah, you're a pushover, right? Maybe that's another word as well. You don't want to come across as a pushover where people just bully and they're like, who cares what you think, who cares if you disagree, because you keep on saying sorry.
If you always say sorry, I disagree. My personality, I'm a kind of person who's a bit more easygoing. So it might be a bit of a stark difference if I suddenly say, I disagree with you. So maybe I would begin by saying, sorry, but I have to disagree. But that's the only time that I would say sorry, maybe once or twice. So that, you know, you don't want to sound too aggressive or too different from your normal personality, which is a bit friendly, or you're the warm kind of person. And suddenly you're too aggressive. So that acts like the transition into you showing disagreement, and because it might seem too aggressive.
And you have to look at the culture as well, the company culture as well. If everybody says, all of them say sorry, even you, your most aggressive boss, then it's fine. It's fine. But if you're in a company where people value straightforward, you know, concise opinion, then you can just delete sorry.
You're going to look at the culture of the company, you're going to look at the people that you're talking to, and you're going to look at yourself as well, what kind of a person you are. All right, so that's all for today. And thank you for joining us. Make sure that you join our email list and get weekly tips. Go to myenglishmatters.com, subscribe with your name and email, and we'll send you 7 tips to help you speak with confidence. And also weekly tips and updates on any of our online courses and workshops. So that's all for today. And thank you for joining us. Thank you, Madam Azima, for joining me as well. And bye, and assalamualaikum.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the My English Matters podcast. Please make sure to click the subscribe button if you haven't yet and leave a review of this podcast if you like it. If you'd like to learn even more with us, then join our Members Monthly program where we hold monthly classes and speaking practice. For more info and to register, visit myenglishmatters.com/members.